the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Le'brachas, Birchas Hamazon, Bracha, Al Ha'aretz, Noda Lecha. Shalom, we are starting the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon, a special bracha, the raisa that we have to say every day. Convert our breakfast or any meal we're eating to an experience of appreciation of tremendous things that Hashem has given to us. Second bracha, the Gemara says, was Nisgan by Yehoshua when he came into Eretz Yisrael. And he realized that we cannot take the fact that we have Eretz Yisrael for granted. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't Zeicha. And for us throughout history, the great tzaddikim that want to come, Chofetz Chaim, even had an apartment built for him here in Eretz Yisrael. They all were dying to come here. They wanted so much to come here. They weren't Zeicha. Baruch Hashem, we are the Dor Acharon. Towards the end of the Golas, Hashem is starting to opening up the gates and let us be this special place. The connection between the Eretz and Birchas Hamazon, number one is that the Mazon comes from the land. So when we think about the bigger picture that a Mazon is coming from the earth, we remind ourselves about what's special about the earth and what special connection we have to it. And that's what we have. The chosen land was given to us, Hashem's chosen people. It's a land that has special kedusha. And when we eat the food and we remind ourselves that the physical things we're involved in are ways to reach deeper spiritual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More shleimus, remind ourselves that this idea is represented in the land of Eretz Yisrael also. The land of Eretz Yisrael has more kedusha than the rest of the world. Ein Hashem Elokecha bo, Bereishis Shana, Achas Shana, there's a special hashkocha. We have seen just now, this period with the virus, special hashkocha in Eretz Yisrael, the whole world had it. But over here there was a special hashkocha that we have to be so thankful for, not to be taken for granted. And Kamuvan, it is Hashem's chosen land. It's a natural habitat for Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael would always have enough room for all of Klal Yisrael. If we grow, the land grows with us. So the blessed love will grow many, many times more so. That's the idea, because this is a place which is created by Hashem to have a more ruchniistic connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even sometimes people say there's more challenges here in Eretz Yisrael. That's also part of it. The challenges are the things that connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael niknes b'yisurin, Torah niknes b'yisurin, Olam Haba niknes b'yisurin. Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, Torah, all acquired with hard, trying situations, because when we go through a trying situation, we come to reality. I'm not by myself. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all it is. Hashem is pushing us to recognize that we need Him and we want to be with Him and we will be with Him. So after we had our meal and we feel satiated, we say, Noda Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. We thank Hashem. For the bigger picture, not just the food that we're eating, not just for the fact that he stains the entire beer, that we have a special relation with him. That's reflected by the first thing. He gave us to Nachlo. We may go into gold, but it's always ours. This wonderful land of Chemda, the pleasant, beautiful land. Toiva, good land, Rechova, wide. The width of the land of Eretz Yisrael means that we're going to always feel comfortable here. Like I said, even though it's a small piece of the planet, but it will always be, whenever we will be here, it will be big enough for us. And we saw there were times when many more people here. Chazal described the time of Chulban, how many millions and millions of people were here. They all fit into it, because that's the nature of the land. It's amazing Hashem made in a way that we always feel comfortable over here. We always feel we have a raskis. We have more than we need. Maral says, if you notice throughout this bracha, there are sets of three. Chemda, Toiva, Rechova. He says they're connected to Ovis. Chemda is is connected to Avram Avinu, who was always externally good, the Baal Chesed. Everybody looked up to him and appreciated him. Yeah, that's chen in the eyes of people because of the way he behaved. That's the chemda that we got in the tzchus, the mitzvah of chesed of Avraham Avinu. Toiva is in the tzchus of Yaakov Avinu. He is kula toiv. He was the only one of the others that all of the offspring were tzaddikim, the toivim. He was totally dedicated to the toiv. Out of 14 years, he was totally detached. But even when he went out of that, he was always so clearly guided by the toiva. The goodness, the Torah is lekach Torah Sati Lachem, that is expression of Hashem's goodness to us, to reveal his wisdom and his ideals to us through the Torah. That's a good part of the land, as much as we appreciate this. And Rechocha, the width, the comfort of the land is again to Yitzchak, which is an interesting thing because Yitzchak to me is Gevura. Gevura means, like we said before, being able to stand up the challenges. That was the mitzvah of Yitzchak. He had many challenges, but he was able to stand up to them. And it says, when one stands up to a challenge, that brings him bracha. And that's his rechofa. Like we see in various times, it says about the rabchus of Yitzchak. He planted it, he got 100 times more than usual. He says the lesson of also that Abimelech looked at the hachova. The broadness of wealth and goodness that Yitzchak had, that comes after from stepping up to the challenges. So when we have a challenge, we shouldn't look at this as something chas v'shalom. Hashem is doing something bad to us. Adarav, it's a challenge to bring us achova, much better things, much more pleasant things, a feeling of satiation. So we sang this wonderful Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says this is an integral part of the bracha. If you leave out those words, you're not getting to the bracha. So we have to remind ourselves after we're eating our food that our connection to the land is not just the food. We have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, each one of us. And we were zeichetet in the schus of a great ovis. And those are the things that give us the chem de tev rechava. If we want to sustain and have a personal experience of chem de tev rechava, that's the way we do it. The mitzvah is a chesed, keshet de tev, standing up and going through the Nishonis in a proper fashion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Kol HaLashon.
Then, after we save the land, we don't just stop over there. Whenever we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's complete. We open our eyes to the bigger picture. It didn't start over here. It started with taking us out of Mitzrayim. We were slaves. And Hashem took us from the lowest level to be these low slaves, Nemteshai Tuma, to get this beautiful, beautiful land, much more beautiful than Mitzrayim, the leaders of Mitzrayim had. Next part is Brit Choshos Am Tosoreinu, Teroshin Matanu, Chokel Shudatanu. Those are three spiritual things, which are also integral parts of the Bracha. One does not mention Brit and Torah. He also is not here to the Mitzvah, not here to the Bracha. Brit describes our body. The body of a member of Klal Yisrael is different. We have a shaykhah to the Brit Bosa. Hashem was stamped on ourselves to recognize my body is different than everybody else. By the Goyim, the body is what life is all about. And by us, the body is a kli that we have. Yes, we can have pleasure. Hashem wants us to have pleasure. But to relate those pleasures to our Kodesh Bo, to use them as a way of connecting more, that's the Brit Bosa. So usually Maritana is with our Sefer, where Baruch Hashem, the Jews are very intelligent people. The Sefer was given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the purpose of having a deeper understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a deeper understanding of His Torah. And Lima Maritana, you taught us the Torah, like we said before. We have a special Sefer, not only is Guf different, our Sefer is also different. We have the Sefer that's adapted specifically to understand the Torah, to understand the Rabbin Hashem. The third thing, we recognize that we can understand up to a certain point, but there's much more. We look at all the wonders of the world that Hashem has given us, in the physical world, in the spiritual world. But with all that, we are so limited. We don't understand everything. Chukim, part of the idea of chukim to remind us, don't limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu to your intelligence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than that. Don't make that mistake. And that's a special chidah, this bracha. that starts with Torah, ends with Torah, recognizing the bigger picture, how much unlimited good we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Eretz that we have, and the Torah that we have, and the mitzvahs that we have, and the true freedom we have. Again, three things, all connected to three others. Chayim, life itself, chayim, a charm that we have, and chesed, the extra chesed Hashem gives us, all of us. Like we said, the more we pay attention to it, the more we will feel it. That's what it's all about. We can change our status of having more chayim, more chesed, by appreciating it. And that's what we're doing in this bracha. L'achil az mozun shatazon, mefamus etanu tomin v'chol yoyim, v'chol eis v'chol sho. You are taking care of us, our food and all our needs. Every day, v'chol eis v'chol sho, is every second of the day and every hour of the day. It's constant. We don't live in an impression that, Hashem gives me, takes me once in a while. Every second of our lives, He's giving us sustenance. What we need, that our body's working, that we have ears to breathe, that we have the sun shining properly, we have the earth to live on, and we have all our physical needs, our spiritual needs. Every second, that's the real Hidor. Like it says, Kol Neshama Tavul Kol, I'll call Neshima Neshima. Every breath we have to thank Hashem. If we're feeling a little bit down, just stop for a second and think, this second I'm still alive. I owe so much HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we sum it up, Alakola. Shema Kenachem, Moidim Lochem, Vochem, Vesoch. This is the second Hidor. We start off with Hidor, and we end with Hidor. After mentioning all those things, then we feel a higher level of closeness to Hashem, a higher level of Hidor to Hashem. Yisbol Hashem Evichol Chaitam Leilam Voed, and we spell that Hashem's greatness should be recognized by the entire world. That's the Gilui that Yes Hashem will come, love it, love you. We're getting closer to it, but the world is so far away. But when we spell, we want the whole world to be able to be able to see and appreciate the greatness of Hashem. Kach Lassuv, L'chaltu V'Sivotu V'Rach Hashem L'Kecha L'Ov V'Sitoy V'Sanoch. This fact that we're thanking for Hashem, and when we're thanking Hashem we're thanking Hashem specifically in this bracha for the special eretz. And we realize what is special about this land. This is not the moled, it's not just the place we were born in or we want to move. What's special about this land is, this land is specially designed for tachlis habria, for the purpose of the creation. A land that avoids the same is so much more natural. Our ability to see the Yad Hashem, the Ziyad Hashemah here, Ein Hashem Elokechubo, we see so much more naturally than we see in other parts of the world. This is something so special about this land. One of my rebbeim, the great, great Rosh Hashiva, Gusman Zecharin Levracha, he was in Boker B'Kolot HaYakula. He wrote a letter to a friend of his when a certain time after he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, I learned a lot of Torah in Chutz La'aretz. We can't compare the Lima Torah in Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Everything is not so much more clear, so much more pleasant, so much more natural. So we ate something. We had a meal, a physical interaction. We start with our first bracha, recognition that Hashem cares for the entire world, gives them all the physical sustenance, and especially for us. Now we take it to the second level, recognition that in the physical world there's a special place for us that Hashem created, which is Eretz Yisrael, which, like I said, is so pleasant and beautiful, and so conducive and natural for the Yisrael Hashem. And we have in this list of the Ovis, and we want to follow the Midas of the Ovis, the Chesed, the Torah, the Kura, controlling our leaders, like the Ovis Agadration. And together with that, appreciate the fact that our whole Metzius is different, our physical Metzius, our body with the Bris is different, our Seichel is different, everything is different and uplifted and elevated. And Yes Hashem, if we think about this, like we said, we will convert that interaction of eating from being a simple physical interaction to something that brings everything back into the proper perspective in the right place. Ourselves, our bodies, our land, and Torah and Mitzvahs, relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.